opportunity to go back to the hotline, chance to talk a little bowl season, SEC football, and more. Doug Segrist, formerly with the Nashville Banner, now he's on the TV show The Zone on ABC 3340 in Birmingham, fiction writer, and so much more. Doug, as always, we appreciate you. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Bob Park.
You know, here we are. We start the bowl season. We get five games for Saturday, the first five of 39 games. But as far as the SEC is concerned, you have to wait until December 27th. It's the game being played in Houston, the Texas Bowl. Vanderbilt taking on Baylor, and they'll have the night to themselves because they're the only game that night.
Yeah, and it's just, again, it's great exposure. You know, I keep hearing this argument, how the bowls have lost all their luster since the playoff, and I just don't buy that. I think there are too many bowl games, but this is a legit matchup. You're the only game in town, and you are using it to move forward as a program. I think this is a pretty good matchup. This is a Baylor team that scores a lot of points. I think scored 33 on Oklahoma. And actually played Texas to their season low in points. So they, at times, they didn't do it against Oklahoma, but at times they played defense. So this is a good matchup.
Yeah, it's really strange when you look at Baylor. I mean, you know, from a conference standpoint, they were 4-5, 6-6 overall. But, you know, look at who they finished ahead of. You know, they were tied with TCU, ahead of Oklahoma State, a team that gave several of the better teams in the Big 12 fits this year. They were better than Kansas State, Texas Tech, Kansas as well. This won't be an easy outing for Vanderbilt because, you know, defensively, they're going to have to be prepared to stop what Baylor likes to do as far as from an offensive standpoint. But something just tells me that Kyle Shurmur is going to go out in the right way. I think he'll be ready to go, and with his leadership, I certainly feel like Vanderbilt has the edge because of that.
Well, I think they're the better team, too. And you've got the veteran quarterback. And, again, you've got a program that has something to prove. I mean, this is a team that went in South Bend this year and gave Notre Dame all they could handle. You know, the practices are important for building depth and experience for the future. But at the end of the day, you got to treat it like a business trip.
You know, last year, Auburn, you know, a win away from being able to be one of the four teams competing for the national championship. They go from that after losing to Georgia to take on a Central Florida team in the Peach Bowl. And you could just tell just from the, you know, and we see this from, you know, a lot of teams every year, just mentally did not look like they wanted to be there. Because of that, should we anticipate a different Auburn team, especially for those that were on the field last year in Atlanta when they show up here in Nashville on the 28th to take on Purdue?
Yeah, my first inclination was Auburn doesn't want to be here. And, you know, Jarrett Stidham, there was even talk that he might skip the game to prepare for the NFL draft. And then all hell broke loose. And, you know, you had behind-the-scenes shenanigans going on with Gus Malzahn. So I think, first of all, the coaching staff is going to come out with something to prove. And I think this is kind of a precursor. They're going to use it to kick off the next season. They already talked to some NFL-ready players who have said that they have no intention of skipping the game. This is about being with your teammates that you've spent the offseason and the summer and going through hell with, in finishing with them. So the attitude, I think, will be good. And I compare it more to the Birmingham Bowl appearance a few years ago. Memphis had Paxton Lynch. I think they lost two games, were actually favored. And I think a 6-6 Auburn team came in there and just absolutely wore them out. There is something in the game Auburn played last year. We've seen Alabama do it. We've seen LSU do it. Teams that are kind of in the mix for a national championship in late November and then lose that opportunity, and it's hard for them to get up mentally. I don't think Auburn's going to have any problem getting up. That said, this is an up-and-coming Purdue program. I think it carries a little more weight for them because, again, it's a chance to beat an SEC team that really resonates in Big Ten country. And they've got a point to prove, but I think this is a good matchup for Auburn.
And plus, you know, we look at the matchup last year, and we've seen this so many times in the history of the Music City Bowl, where you look at the two teams playing in this year's game and then watch what happens the next year. And we all you have to do is go back to last year watching Northwestern take on Kentucky. And, you know, here's Kentucky now playing Penn State this year on January 1st in the Citrus Bowl, one win away from achieving only their third double-digit win season in their career as far as a football program. And then you look at Northwestern, they were there playing for the Big Ten championship against Ohio State back on December 1st.
Yeah, two up-and-coming programs. And I think the difference is this year Purdue is definitely the up-and-coming program. I'm not sure Auburn's going to be any better next year. You know, I think it's the good thing for Auburn is the expectations will be less. And if you kind of look at Gus Malzahn's MO, when the expectations are down, Auburn kind of rallies and surprises everybody. So I guess that's a good thing. But in terms of who, what they're losing to the NFL draft, to graduation, and what they have to replace, I think next year may actually be a step back. So I'm not sure you can put them in as a program that's kind of using this as a springboard for 2019.
Well, especially when you don't know exactly who's going to be your starting quarterback in 2019. And speaking
of Auburn, and right now it may depend on a transfer, you know, and it depends who will be out there in January. So I will say this, they have a really good commitment, early signing in Bo Nix. The kid played for his dad, Patrick Nix, who's former Auburn quarterback, obviously, but also a long-time SEC, well, Power 5 coordinator. So he knows the game. So you got a guy who's coming in as a true freshman and will be more ready mentally than most true freshmen.
You know, when you look at the names in the Peach Bowl this year on December 29th, Florida taking on Michigan, knowing the history of both of these programs, that certainly comes to mind. But, you know, these teams have seen each other, what, three times in recent – or this will be, what, the third meeting in recent years?
Yeah.
One in a bowl and then one to start last year. And then the on the same day, besides Alabama and Oklahoma, you've got South Carolina taking on Virginia, you know, probably more – from a bragging rights standpoint, just knowing the geographical location there on the East Coast there, part of the southeastern landscape in the Belk Bowl, what intrigues you about those two matchups?
I think the revenge factor for Florida. You know, Florida really hadn't matched up with Michigan the last couple of times. And they've got something to prove. And again, we talk about that state of mind, which is hard to measure, but every year you see a team that was in the running down the stretch and loses that opportunity to play for the big stakes isn't mentally prepared. You know, I think Michigan feels like it should be in the playoffs, that it's one of the top four teams, and maybe they'll have a point to prove. But I think the head game favors Florida for sure. That other game, you know, I don't know what to make of Virginia. You know, these teams have the same overall record. But let's face it, the ACC was historically bad this year. I mean, there was outside of Clemson, it was just not a very good league. I think South Carolina's the better team. And again, because I think that I'm not sure this is a springboard game for South Carolina, but it's more of a consistency, you know, getting to the bowls, you know, most season. I think they've got something to prove, and I like them to win by a couple touchdowns.
I mean, yeah, if you look at the ACC, you know, a lot of bowl-eligible teams, I mean, 11 of the 14 teams, but the problem, there were only three teams with more than eight wins. That was Clemson, unbeaten at 13-0, and both Syracuse and North Carolina State, 9-3. The rest of those bowl-eligible teams were either with six wins or seven wins.
Yeah. Yeah, they just kind of beat up on lesser talent. And, of course, the scheduling paid off. But, you know, I just think it's a down year for the ACC, and watch them prove me wrong.
And Michigan, this is one of those games you circle to see, well, if history dictates, Michigan might have a letdown knowing that they were wanting to play for bigger things and they didn't achieve it. And you'll wonder, first of all, from a confidence standpoint, after the way they were embarrassed by Ohio State, from a Florida standpoint, they finished the regular season strong, and so they do have some momentum going into their game.
Well, they do. And this is, and another factor for Florida is, you know, they're ranked 10th, and all you hear outside the SEC, you even hear it some places in the SEC, is that they're overrated. They're really getting an SEC bump. Reading some of the stories in The Athletic this week about expanding the playoffs, you know, that was kind of brought up, that, you know, why is Florida ranked 10th when they play two FCS schools, et cetera, et cetera. So they've got something to prove. I think they have to prove they belong. And I think that factor will make this a pretty compelling game.
Missouri, Oklahoma State, Liberty Bowl, December 31st, wrapping up the bowl games before New Year's Eve, not counting, of course, the Alabama-Oklahoma, which we'll save to the end. You know, I like this Missouri team as far as what they're able to do on offense. And, you know, I what are your thoughts about this matchup? Oklahoma State is one of these teams, when they're underdogs, they perform well. When they're favorites, not so much. So it's one of those teams that's hard to predict on which one's going to show up.
Exactly. And again, Missouri's kind of got that target on the back because they're the SEC. Everybody wants to prove that the SEC doesn't deserve some of the spoils that it claims every year. But to me, the difference in the game is not on offense. Both teams are real potent offensively, but it's on defense.
I agree.
The Missouri team that three of the last four games gave up 17 points or less. Well, actually, 15 points or less. Now, I guess it would be 17 before the last five, including that shutout of Arkansas. So to me, that was the real difference with Missouri the second half of the season. It wasn't just Drew Locke in the offense. It was how much they improved defensively. And remember, too, and this kind of gets lost in the shuffle, and I know Alabama kind of slowed the game down late in the second half, but they held Alabama at the time when Alabama was averaging 55 points a game. They held them to 39, and they got better as the season went along.
But you also remember that was also a game that Tua Tagovailoa did not return in the second half, and you know, he was banged up in that contest, and it was one of those things because of the way the defense was playing. They allowed the defense to do their job, and Jalen Hurts to more or less manage that game in the second half.
That's true, but I think in 12 or 13 games, Tua was not around much for the fourth quarter. So that wasn't anything, you know, usually they had their 50 points just after the bands left the field.
All right, so we talk about like a Missouri-Oklahoma State with a lot of offense. The next two games on January 1st, Outback Citrus Bowl, Iowa-Mississippi State in the Outback, Kentucky versus Penn State in the Citrus Bowl. Which game will feature the fewest number of points? Because I think in both of these contests, you know, scoring may be at a premium.
I agree. I'm kind of leaning to Mississippi State, Iowa, because I think they're both just physical teams, and I think this is just going to be an old-fashioned slobber knocker. I think Penn State can kind of make that case for the Big Ten, and I think this is a really tough matchup for Kentucky. And one thing you're missing on this, and we're kind of going to judge these leagues on how they do straight up in the bowl games. And which is really not an accurate representation because of all the, first of all, you got one SEC team in the playoffs, and you've got, I lost count in the New Year's Day six. So you're bumping teams up, not just one slot, but in some cases two slots.
Right.
So you're not necessarily getting a representative matchup. And while I think Kentucky in the first half of the season was probably more deserving of a matchup against Penn State, I think Penn State's probably a little better overall.
Yeah, and the five games on January 1st, four of the five feature a team from the SEC.
Yeah, and again, that movement, you know, forces teams to play up. And that's not always fair. We saw it last year in kind of a mediocre record, but we've also seen a couple of years ago where it really didn't matter. The SEC nearly swept.
We saw what happened last year after Central Florida beat Auburn in the Peach Bowl. On January 1st, Fiesta Bowl, on a noon start game, LSU taking on Central Florida. How many fans are out there for LSU in this one across the land?
I still think you'll have a good representation there because it's a nice destination. And I think the fact that, you know, I think the SEC probably more than any other league would like to see the UCF Madness come to an end. And again, we saw an Auburn team that wasn't ready last year, but this is an LSU team that was long out of it by November, and they're still trying to prove themselves. So I think when you combine that and the fact that Mackenzie Milton, won't be available, I like LSU in this one. I think the winning streak comes to an end.
And along with Florida, Kentucky, LSU needs one more win to get to 10 wins on the season.
And that's a magical number now.
It is.
Yeah, and that is historic. And, again, with all the naysayers about Ed Orgeron, LSU has shown improvement from last year to this year and is trending upward. At least I think most LSU fans truly believe that.
Doug Siegrist joining us again from Birmingham. As we mentioned earlier about Michigan, as they take on Florida, and Michigan certainly with their confidence probably shaken the way they played against Ohio State, a team that does not have that issue, the Georgia Bulldogs taking on Texas. Georgia, a heavy favorite in this one, favored by 10.5 if the real Georgia team shows up. And there's no reason to believe that Georgia will not show up, be ready to go in the Sugar Bowl this year.
Well, again, I go back to kind of what we saw with Auburn last year, and we've seen it with Alabama before. 2 weeks ago, they were playing for a shot at the playoff and left at the Mercedes-Benz Dome feeling they were still one of the four best teams. So how do you take that from here? Do you go in disappointed or do you have something to prove? And maybe because it's still so new to Georgia, they've come close, but they haven't won a national title. They'll come out with something to prove. And if so, I think it will. It could be a boat race. I think they're just a better team. But I will have a better feel for this a couple of days after we see what happens with Alabama, Oklahoma.
Well, and the difference, obviously, is the fact that Auburn, they get beat. Georgia, in so many ways, they can make the argument ran out of time, maybe a bad decision to go for it on fourth and short instead of punting the ball away. But I think Georgia still believes they're one of the three best teams in the country, and I think they have a lot to prove to everybody else, and I think they want to prove that. And one more game we'll get to, obviously, Alabama, Oklahoma, one of the two semifinal matchups. It's the Orange Bowl, a night game on December 29th, and I think the defensive players for Alabama kind of summed it up nicely. Just simple of putting December 29th, 2018, when the news came down that Kyler Murray was this year's Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, I mean, like Alabama needs any more bulletin board material. You saw how the players reacted. I think they've got something to prove for the team, and I think they've got something to prove for SEC defenses. So, I think this could be a shootout. I think a lot of points will be scored. But at the end of the day, I expect the Alabama defense to get multiple stops, and I'm not sure Oklahoma will unless both Tua and Jalen, miss the game with ankle injuries. So, yeah, I just think they're so potent. I think they win going away.